There's only one Tosos on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and in fact, the Tosos on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph doesn't really belong on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it belongs on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Before we jump into that Tosos, just one quick idea, although this quick idea could really be a very long shiur, but just a very interesting idea that comes up here in Megillah and comes up elsewhere in Brachos and Rosh Hashanah is the idea of Mitzvah Sriuchas Kavana or Ein Sriuchas Kavana. Do mitzvahs require a specific intent, a kavana, when you do the mitzvah, or do they not require kavana when you do the mitzvah? There's also different levels of kavana. There's a basic level of kavana that you're just saying psukim, and then you have something like the beginning of Kriya Shema, where it's not just a basic kavana of saying Shema, but it's a higher level of kavana that you have to be mekabel melachos shemayim. And nowadays, generally, we're very makel with kavana, especially we know that by Shema, by Shemona Esrei, that one does not need to go back and repeat those tefillos, even if they did not have proper kavana, because we paskin that no one has proper kavana nowadays. But anyway, that's the discussion, whether one needs kavana or not. And the Mishnah in the new Perek of Megillah, of Perek Sheni, discusses one who is a sofer, and he's writing a Megillah, or he's correcting a Megillah, and the Mishnah there says that if he is kivein libo, if he has kavana to also fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah while he writes the Megillah or he's correcting the Megillah, so then he'd fulfill it. But im lav, if he does not have kavana in his heart, so he wouldn't be yotze. And this comes up in Brachos 2 on Daf Yud Gimel. So those of you who are in DRS who are listening to this, you probably learned this pretty recently. And there also talks about a similar idea, but it brings from Rosh Hashanah, for example, the famous case that if one blows a shofar for music, for shir, then you're still yotze the mitzvah of shofar. So it's, again, unclear. Do you need kavana for mitzvahs or not? It seems like in different examples we have different rulings. And there's actually a machlokes there in Brachos between Rashi and Tosos, why regarding someone who is writing, Sefer Torah, or in this case a Megillah, or proofreading it, why that does not suffice as a proper reading unless he has kavana. So according to Rashi over there in Brachos, the reason that he's not yotze is because one who is correcting or writing a Sefer Torah, that's not called reading at all. That we know that when a sofer writes down a Sefer Torah, he's supposed to pronounce all the words, but that's not called Kriya. Tosos argues over there on Rashi, and Tosos says, what are you talking about, Rashi? Of course it's reading. However, there are two types of reading. There's a Kriya and a Ksiv. And in the case of a sofer, especially when you're correcting, so how are you correcting the parchment and what's written on the parchment? You're not looking at how the Torah is read the way it's read when you lay in on Shabbos, but rather you're looking at the ksiv, you're looking at how it's written. And that's, you wouldn't be yotze by saying Megillah or by reading for the Torah through the ksiv. You'd have to read it through the kri, how it's read. So therefore Tosfos says, of course you are reading it, it's called reading, but it's not the correct reading. It wouldn't be kusher, because you're doing it for the purpose of correcting and not for the purpose of reading. Anyway, that's a short discussion of Mitzvah Sriuchas Kavana within the context of writing or correcting a Megillah. Now this Tosfos over here actually also is very tied to Brachos, which is a debate regarding whether Kriya Shema can be said in any language or only in Hebrew. This, of course, is brought up in the Gemara, because the Mishnah talks about whether Kriyas Megillah, rather Megillas Esther, can be said in any language or not. And then there's a second discussion in terms of whether you have to actually hear yourself say the Shema or not. And this is a machlokes also in Brachos, again, as I said, also on Daf Yud Gimel, between Rebbe and the Chachamim. And so Tosos says as follows, Rabbanan Amri Amar Kra Shema Nir the Halacha Chachamim. The Rabbanan say that regarding Shema, so you learn from the word Shema that it's Bechol Lashon, that it could be said in any language. And Rebbe does not learn that. Rebbe learns something else from Shema. Rebbe actually learns from the word Shema that it has to be Hishmiel Aznecha. You have to hear yourself say it. But according to the Rabbanan, the word Shema tells you that it could be said in any language. And Rebbe disagrees with that. But Tosfos points out, Chadei Yachid v'Rabim Halachka Rabim. Obviously, when it's a Yachid versus the Rabim, we follow the Rabim, in this case, the Chachamim, saying that you can say Shema in any language. And also that which the Chum and Paskin, that if you say Shema but you don't hear yourself say it, you're still Yotze. Reperek Sheni the Brachos, and this is brought up in Brachos, Maskinan Ketana Kama the Rabbi Yossi, Damar Ken Hasam. The Rabbanan must be going with the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says over there, like this that you'd be yotze if you say Shema even if you don't hear yourself, which again Rav Yehuda Hanasi disagrees with because he says it's Shema that you have to be actually able to hear yourself say the words.